Archers for the week 28 January to 2nd February 2001.
It's an anxious moment for Elizabeth's family.
Lizzie?
Nigel. Hello, darling. How long have I been asleep?
Most of yesterday. A lot of this morning.
Oh, I told us it was better to let you rest. Oh, Lizzie, it's wonderful to have you back with us.
How are you feeling, love?
All right, I think. I can't believe I've slept for so long.
It gave us quite a scare.
You certainly did.
When I've had a rest, I feel much better. When are they letting me out?
They're not.
What?
Not until you've had your operation.
And a good thing, too.
That's ridiculous. I'm not even booked in for it.
They're going to do it this week, definitely.
No point in going home and then having to come back again.
No, you're in the best place here.
Yes, but what about Freddie and Lily?
Look, perhaps we should leave you two alone to talk this through.
Yes. But we'll be back later. Take it from me, Elizabeth. You're not going anywhere.
Mum...
Oh, Lizzie, darling. If you've got any idea how scared we've all been.
Well, I'm all right now.
I can see that. Your old argumentative self. Well, it won't wash this time.
But the children...
Mummy and Louis are coping, and Jill's standing by.
But in the week?
I'm going to get on to Hayley to see if she can help out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But a business...
Lower Loxley could manage without you. I can't. And neither can the twins... Or your mum and dad.
Oh, Nigel.
When the paramedics came and they couldn't make... Well, it was quite a moment.
I don't remember.
I'm glad to hear it. I think it'll stay with your father until his dying day. If you could have seen his face.
It wasn't his fault. Was he really upset?
Upset? Lizzie... We thought... Well, it's not an experience either of us would want to go through again.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
You don't need to be sorry. You just need to get well again.
I wonder if we should try and get some lunch.
Oh, if you like.
Maybe leave them to it for a bit before we go back in.
Well, actually, I was thinking about going home.
Why?
We were having such a terrible row when it happened.
All the more reason to make up.
Suppose it happens again.
You're not going to go in and start another row, are you?
No, of course not, but... Well, I can't take the risk.
You're getting this all out of proportion.
She nearly died. Her heart stopped beating.
That wasn't your fault.
If I hadn't gone up there...
You went there because you were worried about her. Well, we all were. Anyone's to blame for this, it's Elizabeth.
Oh, how can you say that?
Very easily. If she'd had the operation in the autumn, none of this would have happened.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, isn't it?
I'm as worried as you. But if this teaches Elizabeth she's not Superwoman, well, maybe it won't be such a bad thing.
Oh, Brookfield. All the things she said about how I dealt with the farm.
Do you think the decision you made was wrong?
No, but...
Well, then... And if she told us what was really worrying her instead of bottling it all up...
Oh, I still feel it was my fault. I handled it badly.
Tell her.
I just don't know what to say.
Just be there. That's all she wants.
Oh, perhaps after the operation, Jill. I'll see how she is.
Will this do?
Yeah, that's fine. The pool's quite full for a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, nice and convivial. So, you're thinking about asking Bill to this meeting next week?
Yeah, just informally, you know, so he can meet the other directors. Do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's essential. If Hassett Hills is going to be sending in business...
Yeah, well, I didn't want them just to take our word for how good he is. I'm sure they'll like him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think he's a fine.
Mm. It's getting more and more difficult to track down a decent abattoir.
Mm. And he's working with farm groups already.
Yeah, that is a plus. He knows what we're about.
Mm. We're lucky he's got the capacity to take us on.
Yeah, and he'll be lucky to have us.
That's what I like to hear. Man with confidence.
Well, it's a great product we're offering him. He doesn't service many lamb producers.
No, no, mainly beef and pork.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still think we're lucky to find someone in the neighbourhood with the same marketing approach.
Well, he was equally impressed with us.
All right, I get the point.
He was. It was a good thing we did that test marketing exercise last summer.
Yeah, we got a lot of brownie points for that, didn't we?
Yeah, it gives a track record in the same market he's interested in.
High-quality butchers, good-quality restaurants and shops.
It's just where we targeted.
And not a supermarket in sight.
It's great, isn't it?
Isn't that aiming high?
Well, somebody's got to. Hey, talking of thinking big, have you managed to convince Brian about the drill yet?
Not exactly.
It's a shame. I don't think you should give up yet.
Yeah, but it's tricky. I'm finding the right time to bring it up again.
Oh, Debbie, strike while the iron's hot. This meeting next week will be the perfect opportunity to sound people
up. Yeah, I know, and I meant to tell him, but... Oh, well, he came back from Borderlands AGM in such a foul mood.
Huh? What do they want to do now? Concrete the estate and build car parks?
I don't know. He talked to Mum about it, but, well, she's so preoccupied with trying to work out what's going on with Kate and Lucas that...
Oh, so he's still here?
Oh, yeah. We should all get together.
Yeah, let's set something up. Getting our social life back on track was one of our New Year's resolutions.
Good. I'll talk to Simon about him.
So he's sticking around. It's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, he loves the baby. And Kate too, I think. What she wants is more of a mystery, of course.
There's no change there.
No. Hey, how's Elizabeth? I hear she gave you quite a scare.
Yeah, I'll say. It's a miracle Dad's heart didn't stop too. But they've got it all under control now.
Good. Poor Phil, I didn't realise he was there.
Yeah, knocked him for six. It's a shame, he was really looking forward to going on this trip to suss out the Herefords.
Oh, so he's not going?
Well, I hope he is, I need him. And there's nothing he can do for Elizabeth at the moment.
No. So, is she still in hospital?
Yeah, they stabilised the heart rhythm, and they're going to keep her in now till she has the operation.
And when will that be?
Later this week, we hope. I'll let you know, we're going over this afternoon.
So, Nigel's gone to find the consultant, has he?
Yes.
We'll all be happier when we get a definite date.
I'm still hoping I might be able to go home.
Now, Elizabeth.
It's all right, Mum. I've already had the lecture from Nigel.
Well, if the ambulance hadn't come so quickly on Friday...
But it did.
Yes. So, have you two got anything exciting planned for this week? Or am I the only one?
I'm ready to hold the fort at Lower Loxley if Hayley's not available. So you needn't worry about the children.
Thanks, Mum.
And your father has a little trip planned.
Oh, where are you off to, Dad?
Well, I was going with David to visit a few Hereford breeders, but...
Oh, the famous Herefords. That'll be fun for you.
No, but I was going to say... In the circumstances...
Excuse me. I found her, Lizzie.
What did she say?
Thursday.
So, that's settled.
She's coming to talk to you about it later. Oh, and David and Ruth have arrived. I met them in the corridor, and they've gone along to the waiting room.
Oh, well, I'll swap with them, shall I?
No rush, love.
Well, they've got to pick the children up at four.
You can stay as long as you like.
If you want to.
Of course we do. Don't we, Phil?
Oh, yes. Anyway, I'll see you later then, Elizabeth.
Tell them I'll be along in a minute.
Dad really can't stand hospitals, can he?
He's been very worried about you. We all have.
Roll on Thursday, then we can all stop worrying.
Has Debbie heard anything from Wisha?
Oh, I forgot to ask.
We need to know who we'll actually be dealing with.
Well, there's not that much to do yet. Get the company registered, all the legal stuff.
How are things with her and Brian?
Oh, about the same. There's so much going on at home farm.
I can imagine.
It's a wonder any of us managed to get any farming done at all. Oh, hi, Dad.
What, changing of the guard, is it?
Yes, but I wanted a word first.
Okay.
David, I'm really sorry, but I don't think I can come and look at the Herefords with you.
No, Dad.
It's not with things as they are with Elizabeth.
She's not worse, is she?
No, but she's just heard her operation's going to be on Thursday.
Oh, well, that's all right. We're not going till Tuesday, and we'll be back on Wednesday evening.
But it still looks as if I'm putting the farm first. And couldn't you go, Ruth?
You know, I'd love to, but you are the expert.
I'd really like you to come with me.
Well...
Hello, you two. You want to go in now?
Mum, Dad's saying he can't come and look at the Herefords with me because of Elizabeth's operation.
He didn't till Thursday. You'll be back by then.
That's what I say.
Yeah, but it just doesn't feel right.
Why do you need to be here? You might as well take your mind off it.
They'll really need you, Dad.
And we've got everything organised. Not just the visits, the farm work and the...
Brookfield first, Elizabeth second.
Oh, she won't think that.
She might.
Why don't we ask her?
I'm so pleased about the operation.
Are you?
Aren't you?
I'm frightened.
Oh, Lizzie.
I know. Silly.
No, it isn't. I just wish you'd tell me.
I didn't know. I really thought I had put it off last year because I was too busy.
Didn't you?
I was kidding myself. I just didn't want it to happen, and now it is.
It'll be fine.
Oh, I wish I had had it then. Everything's such a mess now. Dad, everything.
Once you've had the operation, you'll be fit and well again, your old self.
I hope so.
I know so. And have I ever been wrong?
Millions of times.
Yes, but, well, not about anything important.
Oh, sorry.
Mum, where are David and Ruth?
They'll be along in a minute.
We can go if you want some more time to yourselves.
No, no, no. It's something we'd like to ask you, Elizabeth.
Oh, yes.
Go on, Phil.
Well, this trip of mine, if you don't want me to go...
Yes.
It's only Tuesday and Wednesday. He'd be back for Thursday.
Well, there doesn't seem much point in you altering your plans.
What do you think, Elizabeth?
Oh, no, you go. What can you do here?
That's what I said.
Well, if you're sure...
Yes, yes.
Thank you. We'll go and get David and Ruth.
Hmm, good idea.
Yes, why not?
But we'll be back.
Okay.
Phil, fancy him thinking you'd mind.
I do mind.
What? But...
I know it's completely illogical.
Well, he'll be back for Thursday.
I know. That's why it's illogical.
Then...
It's just... Well, here I am, lying in my hospital bed, waiting for a major operation, and my dad's off visiting cows. How would you feel about it?
We're off to Home Farm, where Kate is feeding the baby.
I brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, I love you. Just put it there, could you?
You must drink plenty. Has she finished?
Nearly. She's so good. Got the hang of it straight away, not like Phoebe.
Like your father. Greed.
No, I expect I was more nervous with Phoebe. Mm, don't worry, darling. I'm a bit more experienced now.
Look at her. It's as if she's answering you.
You finished, have you?
Here, I'll take her so you can have your tea while it's hot.
Oh, thank you.
Come to me, Nobutle.
Oh, lovely.
You English, you like everything hot.
Except the weather.
Soon, we'll be back in the sunshine. At least I shall.
Yes.
So, Kate, now that you've recovered from the excitement of seeing me again...
Yes.
And I'm starting to get used to my beautiful daughter, we should talk.
What about?
Oh, Kate, you know. Are you coming back with me? Are you coming back at all?
I don't think I want to stay here.
So where, then? Cape Town? Johannesburg? The moon?
We can't talk now. Come in!
Hope I'm not disturbing you, darling. Thought you might like a cup of tea.
Lucas brought me one.
Yes.
Oh, come in, Mum. Sit down.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Of course. Here, take this chair.
No, no, don't disturb Nolly. I'll just perch.
Is she sleeping?
No, not just getting to know me.
Oh, it takes me back to when you were a baby, Kate.
Or did Dad sit and gaze into my eyes?
Well, he did, actually. So proud of his new daughter.
You are beautiful, my baby.
Oh, how lovely.
I'm glad I've got two girls.
I was wondering if we should offer to have Phoebe more this week.
Why?
Well, I was on the phone to Jill last night, and she told me Nigel was going to ask Hayley if she could have the twins during the day, just while Elizabeth's in hospital.
All these cousins, my baby. You'll have to tell me who they all are.
Well, it would be a good chance for Phoebe to get to know her new sister better.
No, I don't know, Mum. Yeah, I'm still getting used to having two children.
Yeah, it is a bit of a shock. Remember when Debbie was born?
I need a few more days to concentrate on the baby. Phoebe will be here on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's just a thought.
Oh, no rush. There'll be plenty of time for Phoebe to get to know Nolly.
Well, I shan't be needing those anymore.
Hey, Phoebe really likes that new cereal you bought. Good heavens.
What?
Well, you. All this housework so early in the morning.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be here much this week. Better do it while I can.
Yeah, well, Josie doesn't mind you taking Henry up to Lower Loxley.
Hey, oh no, she was great about it. But with that and your party coming up...
Yeah, not thinking... till Friday. Yeah, and I'll help.
You'll need to.
Well, I can start now. Try to sort the Sunday papers out.
Hey, oh yes, that's a good idea.
Oh, and just tell me what I need to do for Friday.
Yeah, it's all under control, really. I mean, Jack Margie offered to babysit.
Aye, that was kind.
And I didn't really want Phoebe spending the night away. She hadn't had changes to her routine lately.
Yeah, I know.
A new mother, a new sister. It's a lot for her to take in, and she needs a bit of normality at bedtime.
Yeah, you've seen her with Ollie. She loves her.
So far, so good, yeah?
Well, this lot can go in the bin.
Right, thanks. I better go and get Phoebe ready, then.
Oh, did you mean to throw these away?
What?
The bride's magazines.
Oh, yes, I finished with them.
But you made notes on them.
No, just doodling. Bin the lot, Roy. I really don't need them anymore.
What is this? A disc
house? What are you doing here?
I've been asking the same question. Turn that off. I can't hear myself speak. Thank you.
I thought you was going down to Home Farm, get the fencing done.
Yeah, well, change of plan. Any road, never mind what I'm supposed to be doing. What about you?
What about me?
Less of that. Why ain't you at school?
Study day?
Oh, yeah. Since when have you done any studying?
It's for the mocks.
Thought you did them before.
Oh, it's a teacher training day, or...
Or the first thing that's come into your head. Oh, couldn't you think of anything better?
School's been flooded? The freak snowstorm in Borchester?
You're skiving.
Well, I don't have that many lessons on a Monday.
Oh, you don't have that many lessons any day.
Just IT and the teacher's off, I swear.
What? One lesson all day?
Yeah, and that personal development crap.
Oh, you don't need that, of course.
Being a good citizen, don't drop letter and always use a condom. Like, I don't know all that stuff.
Oh, no, you're a model citizen.
Well, I can't see you putting up with it.
Not talking about me. I should take you back to school.
Oh, Dad!
Only I've got to wait here for delivery.
What delivery? No more muck.
Compost to you. Ah, some bags to put it in. Mate of mine, the nursery's dropping some.
Oh, hallelujah. Maybe once it's bagged up, it won't stink the place out.
Ah, good. I'm glad you feel like that. You can help me fill them.
Me? Shovel muck in this weather?
All right, I'll tell your mum what I found when I came home unexpectedly. Final answer?
Oh, hello, Lucas.
Oh, hello.
Oh, no. Do carry on reading your paper. I'm just going out. To see how Eddie Grand is getting on with fencing our riverbank. Would you like to come?
Oh, no, I'm just waiting for Kate.
Oh, you must make yourself at home. You're part of the family.
Thank you. The family is very important to us.
Yes, us too.
Of course. Kate's my family now. She and Nolo Tando. My responsibility.
Kate has other responsibilities too. She has Phoebe.
Oh, naturally. Kate's daughter, Nolotando's sister. I have thought about this.
And it's complicated.
Well, naturally, the situation concerns you. My mother would be concerned too.
Would she?
Absolutely. If my brother and Nelly were in the same situation...
I said too much.
I wish I could tell you what Kate's plans are. But I don't even know myself.
You can see she needs time to think.
Of course.
It's a very complex situation.
Not to me. I want Kate and Nolotando by my side. It's very simple.
Come on, son. Put your back into
it. My back's killing me.
Oh, don't worry. Only another 100 to go.
Oh, you are joking.
No. So you want this finished by the time your mum gets back?
All right.
I could tell you a joke. Heard the one about the vicar and the doctor?
Well, that's old news, Dad. Oh, the stuff stinks.
Look, I'll tell you what, we'll swap for a bit. I'll shovel and you...
Go in the cottage and make us a drink.
Tie up the bags.
Well, I suppose we'll be standing up a bit more.
Yeah, turn a few of those bags inside out first.
Don't know who you think's going to buy all this lot.
Yeah, well, I've got a list as long as your face. Eddie's vintage compost. It'll go like up face.
Is that what you're calling it? How are they going to know that's why it's called with nothing on the bags?
Well, I'm going to get Linda Snell to run me off some leaflets on her computer.
You'll be lucky.
Yeah, she owes me. Shouldn't take long. I've got it worked out.
You don't say.
Finest organic compost. The Fertility Power Pack for prize-winning balloons.
Fertility Power Pack?
What's wrong with that?
Well, A, it sounds filthy, and B, no one's going to know what it means.
I will. I've got to draw it to go with it.
This I've got to see.
Well, you can. Here it is.
You can't use that. They'll lock you up.
Why? Oh, there's the plant bursting out of the greenhouse.
That's not what it looks like.
Oh, there's the plant.
Looks like some of the drawings we've got on the school box.
And that's half a used bag of compost.
They'll have you under the Obscene Publications Act.
Oh, don't be daft.
Just don't show it to the head doctor, that's all. He'll have you in a straitjacket.
Eddie, can I have a word, please?
You're just jealous you can't draw. Oh,
she won't. Fencing done at a wild guess. Morning, Mrs. Aldridge. Cup of coffee?
Thank you, Edward, but I can't stop.
Oh, what a pity.
Just wanted a word with your father.
Oh, here I am.
Yes, I can see that. Why are you here? You're supposed to be fencing.
I was going to give you a ring about that.
It would have saved me a wasted journey.
I shan't be able to get round to it just yet.
Why not? You put it off last week.
Look, it's unfortunate, but this compost had to be done. I've even had a rope and egg to help me.
Yes, shouldn't you be at school, Edward?
Strangely. It's lucky he's been able to help me.
Who for?
I'll have the fencing done by the end of the week.
Good. Well, I can't waste time chasing you up, not with a new baby in the house.
How's she doing?
She's gorgeous.
Oh, I bet.
Got a name yet?
Yes. Nolotando Grace.
Oh. Oh, well, that's so unusual.
No, say.
It means one who is loved. And I'd better get back to her. End of the week, then, Eddie?
Oh, absolutely. You must stop sniggering, showing me up.
Well, one who is loved. They're going to love her at school with a name like that, poor kid.
Well, he's no funnier than Brittany or Brooklyn. It's
typical Kate Aldridge.
Are you going to put her down?
Yeah, in a minute, when I'm sure she's well and truly off.
Good. Then we can talk.
Yes. Yes, we should.
So, Kate?
I think I want to come back to South Africa.
Good. At least we start on the same continent.
I wasn't sure I would. But being his made me realise, well, it's my home now.
No more travelling.
No more travelling. I found what I wanted.
You sound surprised.
I am, but...
But...
Cape Town was the place I fell in love with. It's such a beautiful city.
I'm not going to argue with that.
And it's perfect for bringing up children.
But things are changing all the time. South Africa's moving on, and I'm moving with it.
I know, but...
Johannesburg is at the center of it all. I have to be there.
I do understand.
No! You try, but you can't. You haven't been through what we went through.
You can't blame me for that.
I don't. I want you with me to help build the future. You and Nolotando. The choice is yours, Kate.
Oh, you'll never believe Eddie's latest excuse. Oh, I'm sorry. I won't ever.
No. But I'd better take her upstairs.
Shall I come?
No, I can manage. I need a little time to myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not your fault. Tell me, does Kate always walk out of rooms when you ask her direct questions?
She does tend to.
I'd hoped she'd stopped running away.
We all hoped that. Lucas, I've been thinking.
Yes?
Is there any way you could stay in England? It would solve so many problems.
Not for me.
Well, you're such a talented journalist.
No, thank you. I must send you a tape of one of my broadcasts sometime.
Well, you must be to have done so well in South Africa.
And that was hard enough.
And you'd offer such a unique perspective. Surely you could find work here.
If I had a work permit.
Oh, I'm sure that could be arranged.
But it's not what I want. My place is in my own country, a country which is moving forward so quickly. I want to be part of it, Jennifer. I hope so much that Kate will be too. But, well, that's for her to decide.
David and Phil are visiting Herefordshire.
My word, these are splendid beasts.
Yeah. And Sam says he's got even better ones to show us later.
Oh, I'm sure we can trust him on that.
Oh, he seems a good bloke.
Yeah. I like the way he's left us alone for a bit to make up our own minds. No hard sell.
Yeah. Well, he's confident enough to let his animals speak for themselves.
Well, I don't blame him. They are magnificent.
Well, we've got three others to visit, though, don't forget.
Yes, I'm glad we started here, though. See the more traditional type first.
Yeah, especially in their home county.
And then we should have something to compare the others to.
Well, you're the expert.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but... Well, I was running these cattle 40 years ago.
There you are, then.
Yeah, it certainly takes me back. I suppose they look a bit on the small side to you.
Well, compared to the Continentals, yes.
Well, we shall be seeing some bigger ones, of course.
It's not a problem, though. I mean, the point is, they're great grass converters.
And you'll have noticed, they're outside, even in this weather.
Yeah.
And they're doing perfectly well, aren't they?
Well, there's no doubt they're the breed for us. It's just a question of choosing the right type.
Well, Sam says he even lets this lot carve outside.
Yeah, Ruth says she's looking forward to that bit.
Mm. Pity she couldn't come.
Well, someone's got to run the farm. Even at this time of year.
Oh, I hope it isn't too much for her.
No, no. She's really enjoying getting stuck in again.
I'm still not sure I shouldn't come.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Leaving Elizabeth in hospital like that. She was very quiet.
Well, wasn't that a plus?
David.
Oh, it's trying to lighten the atmosphere. Nothing's going to happen till Thursday, anyway.
Well, I certainly hope not.
Oh, any three of us for lunch today?
Yes. Debbie should be in soon, shouldn't she?
Yeah, she's just checking the ewes. Shouldn't take her long.
Oh, God, I'll get a soup on then.
So what are the new little family up to?
Oh, Brian.
Well, it's all a bit holier than thou, isn't it, darling? The family's so important to me, Mr. Aldridge.
I think he's only trying to reassure you.
What, his intentions towards my daughter are honourable? It's a bit late for that.
He really cares about her, and he dotes on the baby.
Well, who wouldn't? But where are they, anyway?
They've gone to see Mum.
She's giving them lunch?
Well, actually, I think it was Jack's idea.
I wonder what Peggy will think.
Well, let's wait and see, shall we? Kate was really pleased.
Keen to show their respects to the elders.
You should be a little bit more tolerant of them, darling. Anyway, I think it's charming. We don't get much respect here.
Certainly not from Kate. Well, let's hope it'll rub off on her.
Oh, she's definitely calmed down. Just hope it isn't too late.
Well, for her to become a respected member of society, we can always dream.
Oh, it's just so complicated.
She's never been one to make life easy for herself.
No, Reg takes after me in that respect.
You've done well enough, darling.
Because I met the right man in the end.
No, I wasn't going to say that, but now you mention it. Seriously, I mean, you think Lucas is right for Kate?
Oh, I don't know. But she seems much, well, she seems much more centred, don't you think?
She's no more forthcoming about what she's actually going to do, though, is she?
No. Worries me. Lucas is determined to go back to South Africa, you know?
Well, of course he is. He's got a good career opportunity waiting for him. And he wants to serve his country, if we're talking about old-fashioned values.
And you admire that?
I respect it.
But where does that leave Kate?
Well, that's up to her to decide, isn't it?
What are they going to do about Phoebe?
Darling, you're going to have to be realistic about this. Not all men are happy to take on another man's child.
No, but he seems quite fond of her. But then there's Roy.
Indeed there is. Mm. And is Lucas fond enough?
You did it.
Well, I'm remarkable, aren't I?
You made so much difference to Adam. And Debbie, of course.
She might not agree with you at the moment.
Isn't it time you stopped arguing about this drill business?
We don't seem to be communicating much about anything.
He's still brooding about that board meeting.
Oh, it's like waiting for the other shoe to drop. And since I don't seem to be able to convince them that I'm not single-handedly responsible for the collapse in farm prices...
Oh, it's cold out there. I've got some nice hot soup on the Arga, and it won't be a minute. Thanks. That lambing shed doesn't get any warmer.
You get it all cleared out?
Yep. I'm used, darling.
Thanks. Have I got 5 minutes, Jay?
Yeah, I should think so.
Only I do need to ring Matt Crawford, unfortunately. If I tell him I've got my lunch waiting, he can't bend my ear for too long.
So long as Debbie doesn't mind waiting.
No, that's fine with me.
Oh, thanks. I shall be a moment.
Oh, wish you two could make up.
We're being very polite to each other.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's unnatural.
Well, it takes two to tango.
I know you were disappointed.
I'd put a lot of work into that proposal, Mum. Dad was completely dismissive.
Well, he had a lot on his mind. Board meeting was coming up for one thing.
Yeah, and once it was over, there was no talking to him.
You know, I think he realises he's been difficult.
Well, he hasn't shown any sign of it.
You know what he's like. He's very bad about making the first move.
I can be stubborn too.
Yeah, I know. But I really think he'd like to get back on good terms with you.
Do you?
Yes. And with everything else that's going on in this family at the moment, it would be a weight off my mind.
Oh, that took a bit of doing.
Yes. Wonder why it's so crowded. Oh, thanks.
Well, it's a nice pub.
Yeah. Love your setting.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Well, I'm glad to see you got yourself a pint, taking advantage of not driving.
Well, it's an ill wind. Pity it's not the weather for sitting outside.
Well, we've got a window seat.
Yeah.
Yes, beautiful. I wonder they call this the Golden Valley.
Now, isn't that some kind of mistranslation?
What?
The Normans or the Romans or something?
You're not getting that mixed up with the Herefords being descended from the cattle of Roman Britain?
Oh, maybe I have. I must remember to tell Pip that. She loves the Romans. They always seem to be doing them at school.
So did you, as I remember.
Yeah. Well, he was a mine of information, Sam, wasn't he?
Yeah, he couldn't have been more helpful. I really liked him.
Yeah, I was very impressed with some of his marketing ideas.
Well, they are crucial to all these new breeders that are coming in.
Yeah. So in tune with everything we've been doing with Hassett Hills Lab.
Yeah, I thought that.
Clear branding, farmers markets, farm shops.
And mail order. Wonder how much work that would be to set up.
Well, it's the kind of thing that Ruth would like to get into. And when I tell her about the website...
Yeah, I saw your eyes light up at that. I'm afraid I rather switched off.
Now, if we could sell direct from our own website, magic.
Well, it would have sounded like magic when I started farming.
Don't you find it exciting, though, Dad? You know, thinking there is a way forward that we can come through all this.
Well, it's good to see you so enthusiastic.
Well, I'm relieved, to tell you the truth. All my plans look fine on paper, but seeing it all working for Sam is great.
Yeah. I feel happier about it, I must admit.
Have you been having second thoughts?
No, not exactly.
I'd rather you were frank with me, Dad. I thought you were really enjoying this trip. You seem convinced by our plans.
Well, yes, I am, and everything I've seen today has confirmed that.
Oh, me too.
The last thing I want to do is worry you. And it's nothing to do with the beef, really. I've got every confidence in that.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's just this business with Elizabeth.
Oh. You were wondering if it was worth it.
Well, I was a bit.
You made the right decision, Dad. And I'm not just saying that because it worked out in my favor.
Yes, I know I did. Shall I get us a menu?
Hi, Dad. What you up to?
I'm wondering if we'll ever be able to grow anything worth harvesting before the next millennium.
Come on. I know it's a bit wet.
A bit? It's like an annex to the fishing lake.
Oh, it'll dry out.
Not before next season. Pity it's not on the estate land.
They wouldn't be very pleased, would they?
They'd love it. They could have jet skis on it. Paddle steamers. Just so long as it doesn't involve growing anything.
You're really giving you a hard time.
I don't expect any sympathy. When you sup with the devil, you should take a long spoon.
You have noticed Matt Crawford's cloven hooves, then?
You'd think they'd have found out a bit about farming before they joined the board.
Yeah, you do have to be careful. I hope we've got it right with the Hassett Hills meat people.
Oh, of course you have. They're all farmers, aren't they? They're not going to expect you to guarantee all the ewes will have triplets. Persuade Jamie Oliver to knock up a lamb kebab on Richard and Judy.
That's a good idea, Dad. We could do with your input. We've got a meeting next week.
How refreshing to spend time with people who know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I'm hoping to make a few contacts. I'd really like to pick up some more contract work. What do you think?
That's an excellent idea.
I mean, it could be really helpful, you know, spread the overhead.
Have you mentioned it to any of them?
No, not really. This meeting seemed like the ideal opportunity.
Yeah. Well, make sure your mother keeps them plied with food and drink.
Yeah, a few snacks would be nice. And look, I'm serious. If you, you know, you wanted to sit in, or at least meet them later.
It's very generous of you, Debbie. I'm afraid I've been a bit of a bear with a sore head recently.
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, no, it isn't entirely altruistic. If I was going to do a lot of arable contracting...
I can see where this is leading.
A cultivator drill would pay its way.
Would it?
Well, you saw my report.
Yeah? Maybe I was a bit hasty about that.
Well, you might change your mind.
Well, let's see how you get on with the Hassett Hills lot. I admire you for sticking to your guns.
Do you?
Reminds me of what I was like when I was young.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't mean to disturb you.
That's all right.
I just thought I'd put my feet up.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, Nolly's asleep, and Lucas is working on an idea he's got for a broadcast. Something Gran said.
Oh, good heavens.
He never stops.
Oh, he does seem very committed to his work.
Yeah, he is. That's one of the things I like about him.
Yes. Your father admires him for it.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
What, really?
Well, it is very admirable. Mm. It's just a pity that he won't even try to get work over here.
Mm, yeah, he told me you've been giving him career advice.
Oh, hardly that, darling. I thought it was worth mentioning there. Oh,
there's no chance, Mum. Lucas is going back to Johannesburg. That's definite.
Mm. What about you?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
You could discuss it with your mother.
Oh, yeah, I know, Mum. I'm not trying to shut you out.
My darling, I do understand.
Well, it would be easy enough if it was just me.
I know, I know. We make these choices before we really know what we're doing, and then...
He wants an answer by the end of the week.
Oh, he shouldn't put you under that sort of pressure.
There are practical things to sort out, and it's not fair to keep him hanging on. I don't want to.
So, what have you decided?
I don't know. I know I've got to decide, but I still don't know what to do.
It's nearly closing time in the village shop, and Betty has an unexpected visitor.
I thought you were going to Borchester. Oh, no.
Yeah, I have been to Borchester. Every travel agent's in the place.
Oh, I see. Not more brochures.
You'd be amazed at the places you can go now.
The world's a big place.
Yeah, we haven't seen any of it. Well, now's our chance.
It is my money, you know, Mike.
Yeah, well, it's you I'm thinking about. Thinking of what you could see. Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Denver.
Are you planning to work your way through the alphabet?
Well, that's just the Americas. I haven't started on the Caribbean yet.
Well, don't. We know what we're going to do with the money. We're going to put some towards Roy and Ailey's wedding.
Yeah, $2,500 you said we had to play with. Well, that's more than enough for a holiday.
Well, we might like to put a bit more into the wedding.
Why? We only want a quiet do. God, I don't know what your problem is.
I haven't got a problem.
This would be a dream come true for most people.
Yeah, well, maybe I've got other dreams.
I was showing Joe Grundy some brochures when he popped in yesterday.
Oh, didn't tell me he'd been round.
Oh, he's always coming round. Anyway, he said it was one of the things he regretted most in his life, not travelling more.
I should think it is. He's barely been out the county.
Well, and where have we been?
Well, I told you, Mike, I might have other ideas.
Now, no, look at this. Antigua, Aruba,
where?
Bahamas, Barbados, Cuba, Costa Rica.
Now, somebody came into the shop today and asked if we stocked any organic eggs. Now, that happens a lot.
Yeah, I mean, look, Betty, look at this, look
so,
at this.
I did just wonder...
Coral beaches, palm trees, sapphire sea. I mean, it's like somewhat off an advert.
You're not listening to me, are you?
And we could do it. We could be there.
But, oh, look, I haven't got time to talk about this now. I need to cash up.
Tonight, then?
No, I can't. I'm helping out at the Bull. It's quiz night.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Aren't you coming?
Oh, I don't know. I really want to go through these brochures.
Well, bring them. There might be some questions on geography.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, of course not.
Oh, that's good. I just wanted a quick word about the wedding.
Oh.
Well, I know you talk to Hayley a lot.
I see.
Well, she is all right about keeping it small, isn't she?
I think so.
I wondered if she said anything to you about it.
Well...
I don't want to go behind her back, but if she's not happy and she doesn't want to tell me...
Oh, I know she was worried about the expense a big wedding would cause her parents.
Yeah.
Well, they'd feel bound to help, and she certainly doesn't want to put them in that position.
No need. We're saving, and Mum and Dad are giving us something.
I'm sure it'll be a lovely wedding.
But is it what Hayley really wants, though?
What makes you think it isn't?
She threw her bride magazines in the bin, you know. Said she didn't need them anymore.
I don't suppose she does.
But I could see she'd made some notes on them. You know. So after she'd gone, I fished them out.
I see.
Well, she'd been ticking the dresses, you know, she liked, and... Well, some of them were gorgeous.
Hayley will make a lovely bride, whatever she wears. Well,
yeah, and then she changed the ticks to crosses.
Oh, dear.
It was... Well, a bit sad.
You're a very sensitive boy.
There is something, isn't there?
I can assure you, Roy, the most important thing to Hayley is who she is marrying, not how.
Yeah, but the how's important to her as well.
It's a day that a lot of girls dream about, even in these days. Now, Hayley is sensible enough to know that some of those dreams are unrealistic.
I'd like to make them come true for her. Well, if I could.
I know you would. Now, let me give this matter some thought.
So Eddie reckons he's managed to track down a car at last. Bit of an old banger.
Sure, William will be thrilled. It's what boys dream of, isn't it? Getting a car for their 18th.
Well, let's hope he feels the same way when he sees it. Do you want me to put these jugs away?
Yes, please. Then I can give the surface a good wipe down.
Right you are.
What's he doing on the actual day?
Well, we're having the family tea.
Oh, that's nice.
And then one of his mates at college is 18 the week after, so they're having a joint party at a club in Felpersham in the evening.
Well, that's quite common, isn't it? Tommy's been to a few of these devil celebrations.
Oh, it's a good idea. They got most of the same friends.
Yeah, and the car's the cost.
Yeah. I wish I could do the same for Eddie's 50th. But I'd want to share a birthday with him.
Didn't realise Eddie was 50 this year as well. Doesn't seem that old.
That's because he ain't never grown up. Oh, who else is 50?
Tony.
Really? I thought he would... I didn't realise that.
Yes, February the 16th.
Oh, Eddie's March the 15th. Hey, they're much alike, aren't they? There can't be nothing in this Chinese astrology.
Were you going to give him a party?
No, I wanted to, but money's a bit tight, what with it being William's 18th as well.
My problem is getting Tony into the party mood, but if Eddie was there too...
Oh, I'm sure he'll ask him if we have one.
No, I didn't mean that. They could have a joint party.
Aye?
Well, see, why not? They've got a lot of the same friends.
Well, some.
No, we could hire the village hall, sort out the catering between us.
Yeah, well, that would cut the cost.
And Tony couldn't back out if there was someone else involved. I think it's a great idea.
Well, are you sure now some of Eddie's friends are
at home? They'll spice it up. Cancel out some of Tony's tedious ones. Do you think Eddie would go for it?
Oh, you just have to say party to him and you've got him on side. When would we have it?
Well, I suppose the sensible thing is to see what dates the village hall's free and take it from there.
Yeah. Like halfway between the two, maybe.
Chris is going to the quiz night tonight. Might be able to sort it out this evening. Will you be there?
Behind the bar, yeah. Hey, we'd need to get on with it.
Yeah. We could have a theme.
Like what?
Well, Helen and Tom suggested a 60s night. I think they were being sarcastic.
Oh, but he'd love that. This is going to be a right laugh.
We're really packing them in tonight.
Quiz nights always are popular.
Well, not this popular. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we've been doing well recently.
You see it in the takings. Comfortable upstairs. See, there's a quiz night.
You certainly met a demand there.
Yeah, and now we're creating one. And Jolene's only just getting started.
Oh, is she?
She's got lots of other ideas. She wants to get the dance team going again.
Yeah, that'd be popular.
And she's got a scheme for computerising the stock and the accounting system. We're going online.
Hey, good for you.
Caroline's keen. All right, it'd be so much easier if we could email her at Grey Gables. Yeah. Or we could email Lucy in New Zealand, come to that.
That'd be nice for you.
Mind you, I'm a bit nervous, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, so was I when we computerised the post office, but you soon get the hang of it.
Yeah. I mean, Jolene's talking about having a website. Mm-hmm. Some clubs do, apparently.
Hey, Vincent.
Ah, OK. Can you hold the fort with Betty?
Yeah, of course.
I need to run through the questions with Jolene. She wants to do the honours tonight.
I bet she does. He was telling me about all her new ideas.
Oh, now his divorce has come through, there ain't no stopping her. She's really got her claws into this place.
She's working, though, isn't she? She's bringing the people in.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, I'm quite envious.
Jolene Roger... Hey, don't tell me you've had a secret passion for Sid all these years.
No, all these business ideas she keeps coming up
with.
Oh,
she's full of ideas.
And Sid's supporting her. I'd like to branch out a bit myself.
What, with Mike down a pro?
Can't drag him away from his holiday brochures long enough to find out.
What's your idea, then?
Well, I've been wondering about keeping some free-range hens. We're always being asked for organic eggs in the shop.
Ain't it a lot of trouble keeping them organic?
I don't think so. You just have to feed them the proper stuff.
Go for it, then, if you've got the money.
Well, I will have if I can stop Mike blowing it all on holiday.
It's your money.
Well, that's why I want to invest it in something I can do myself. Everybody else seems to have their own little business.
Eddie's got about six.
I fancy branching out on my own a bit. Just wonder if there's a market, though. The shop wouldn't be enough on its own.
That's the person to ask about that.
Yeah, I really need to do some research.
Before you do something drastic,
Well, there must be stuff on the internet. It's fine as the time to go to the library, though.
Oh, Joe would do it for you. He's a real silver surfer.
You haven't got a computer.
Oh, you don't think a little thing like that would stop him? No, he uses Mrs. Snell's. He's always round there.
Well, useful people to have as neighbours.
Don't they feel the same about us?
Evening, all.
Oh, hello. Change your mind, then?
Yeah, brought me brochures. I thought if you had a break...
Oh, then... no. No, no, no. I'll just go and see how things are in the plans.
Right you are.
I don't know what the matter is with her. Most women would jump at the chance of an exotic holiday.
Well, maybe she wants to do something else with the money.
You'll waste it on Roy's wedding.
Waste it?
Well, they don't want a big do.
Hayley don't?
No, she's a sensible girl. She can say spending a lot on a wedding's a waste of money.
She's a very unusual girl, then.
Well, she is. Roy's a lucky lad.
They do make a lovely couple.
Yeah. Ooh, it was a narrow escape.
Eh?
I suppose he was still with Kate.
Evening, Clary.
Hello.
Do you want the good news or the bad?
Oh, you've spoken to Mrs. Barford?
Yes. Look, we can't have the hall halfway between the two birthdays, but we could have it for Eddie's.
Oh, is that all right with you?
Yes, fine. Give me time to get Tony used to the idea.
Great. Yeah, you'd like to go on a Caribbean cruise, wouldn't you, Pat?
Oh, my. This is so sudden.
Right. Anyone who's in the team, get along there quick. We're just about to start.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Siobhan, I'm coming. Oh, she's so keen.
I can see someone who ain't.
No. Tim doesn't look very happy, does he?
He looks fed up to the back teeth.
Hmm. Is Janet here?
Can't see her.
Hmm. Well, there you are. What are you two on about? You must have heard. Janet and Tim.
It's all over the village.
Yeah. Even the kids know.
Janet and Tim what?
Oh, you know.
What do you think? Never. He's not getting much fun at home. By the look of things.
We all know what that leads to, don't we, Sid?
Is this a good time?
It's perfect. Hayley's in the bath.
Good. I've been giving the matter some thought.
Oh, yeah?
Two things occur to me.
Right.
First of all, I want to make a contribution to the wedding.
Marjorie, I don't want you to think that I was hinting... I mean, you really don't have to...
I was going to offer anyway. I'd like to pay for all the flowers...
Were you sure?
Perfectly. And maybe make the cake if you can't find anyone more expert.
Oh, that's really generous of you. I mean, the church will look beautiful.
I think Hayley will too. You know, I had a long talk with Hayley's mother when you first got engaged.
Did you?
I suspect she's been saving for this wedding since Hayley was born.
Do you think so?
I'm almost certain. I gather there wasn't much money to spare when she got married.
No, I shouldn't think there was.
Her particular regret was she couldn't afford a proper wedding dress or anything very special for the bridesmaids.
Hmm. They look all right in the photos to me.
Well, to a man's eye.
But you think she'd pay for the dresses?
I think she'd love to. She's looking forward to this wedding nearly as much as Hayley. It would be a shame to disappoint her.
But do you think we can get Hayley to see it like that? She's very protective of her parents.
Now, leave it to me, Roy. I'll see what I can do.
It's the morning of Elizabeth's operation.
I expect they'll be coming for you soon.
Yes. The children are all right, aren't they?
Yeah, they're fine. Hayley's so good with them.
I'm sure.
I was wondering if she might consider working for us on a more permanent basis. What do you think?
I can't imagine the future.
There'll be one. A good one. You're going to get better. I promise you.
I wish I could have seen the children this morning.
I'll bring them in the moment you're up to it.
And Dad, I didn't really say goodbye properly.
It's not a question of saying goodbye. You'll be here later.
And you will, won't you?
Of course.
When I wake up?
Yes.
I don't want to wake up alone. I might think... Nigel, hold my hand.
Have Phil and Jill gone?
Yeah, they want to be there when she comes round.
How long is it supposed to take?
Ages, Mum says. Hours.
I didn't realise.
Replacing a heart valve.
She will be all right, though.
It's got a good success rate, I believe.
100%?
Nothing's 100%, we know that.
Yeah.
I wish we hadn't been on such bad terms these past few months.
Oh, don't you start. It's bad enough having your dad all guilt-ridden.
Well, I can understand it. I mean, you do wonder, you know, if the stress might have contributed.
She's got a faulty heart valve, David. She's had it since you was born. It's not your fault.
I know, but... you know, all this stuff with the farm, I just wish we hadn't fallen out over it at all.
You'd have gone along with Elizabeth's plans for Brookfield?
Well, no, but... I could have been more pleasant about it.
So could she. She probably regrets it just as much.
Maybe.
You're going to have lots of time to make it up to each other. Have you run Sam?
Oh, yeah, he was delighted.
I'm sure he was. 10 cows with a calf at foot and 12 in-calf heifers, that's a sizeable order.
Can't wait for them to arrive.
When will they be here?
Next week sometime.
Oh, Pip's so excited. Red cows coming.
Is she okay?
Well, she seems fine. Why?
Well, I just wondered if this business with the school had upset her.
It's upset all of us.
Well, maybe we shouldn't have made that quite so clear when she brought the letter home.
It's outrageous, amalgamating Loxley Barrett with Hollerton Primary. Where's the sense in that?
Well, they say it's too small to be viable, don't they? And the numbers have dropped recently, I suppose.
But they've just had such a good Ofsted report. What's the point of mucking around with a perfectly good school?
You don't have to convince me, love. Save it for the meeting.
It should be a lively one. Sheila's going to try to get Brenda there to cover it.
Well, that's a good idea.
And Kathy's going to talk to Pat.
Hey, why Pat? Her kids are grown up.
Doesn't mean she's stopped taking an interest in other people's. She's had Jamie living with her for nearly 6 months.
Is it as long as that?
Pip and Jamie, even Daniel, have all had a lot of changes to cope with recently. Messing about with their school is the last thing they need.
Yeah, well, that's why I was worried about Pip.
Oh, you don't need to be too concerned. She just wants to know if they'll be on the telly.
That sounds healthy enough.
I don't think it'll hurt her to realise that sometimes you have to fight for what you want.
No. Loxley Barrett could be Lily and Freddie's school, I suppose.
That had occurred to me. Not that it would be bothering Elizabeth much at the moment.
I didn't think it'd take so long.
Oh, it's very difficult waiting.
I thought she would have been out ages ago.
I'm sure they'd tell us if there was any news. Mm.
Something must have gone wrong.
No. It isn't unusual for operations like this to take a long time.
Isn't it?
Oh, no. The one Elizabeth had when she was a baby went on much longer than we expected, didn't it, Jill?
Did it?
Oh, I remember every minute. So, I do understand what you're going through, Nigel.
Oh, well, not just me. I mean, you two as well.
She came through that one, Nigel, and she will this time.
Yes, she's always been a fighter.
I know. It's just... what will we do? Me and the twins, if she...
She's not going to.
All this sitting around, I'm going to go get another coffee from the machine. Does anyone else want one?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Not for me, thank you.
Well, I shan't be long. Come and find me if there's any news.
Of course we will.
Mm.
Thanks.
Poor Nigel.
Well, at least he's letting it all out.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. When we went through all this, when Elizabeth was small, there were lots of times I think I'd have been better off for a good cry.
We'd be together for the operation, though, weren't we?
Yes.
It's coming back to me now. It did go on longer than they said it would.
Oh, yes.
I can remember holding your hand.
You dug your nails in so tight when they came to tell us how she was, I thought you'd draw blood.
I was terrified.
Terrified? I don't think I've ever been so frightened in my life. And I just couldn't bring myself to face the fact that we might lose her. That in spite of all the doctors could do in those days, there was the real possibility that she might not survive. And now...
and now here we are again.
Well, when we knew she was going to be all right, when we went in to see her...
She looked so small in that hospital cot.
I remember thinking, I've got to protect this little girl for the rest of my life.
Did you?
Yeah. But I haven't, have I?
Oh, come along, Bettina.
Oh, girl, sit, girl.
That's right, Henry. Oh. Show Freddie and Lily what the horse does.
Well, Haley, oh, this is a pleasant surprise.
Oh, I thought it might be a good idea to get the twins out. Henry loves that bouncing horse.
Yes, so I see.
Oh, they think he's hysterical, and they could do with a laugh.
They're too little to understand what's going on, surely.
Well, of course, but they can pick up an atmosphere. Julia's very tense.
I'm sure she is.
It's so unfair. I mean, when you think of what Elizabeth went through to have them.
I know.
Some mothers just walk out on their kids when the fancy takes them and expect to pick up where they left off just when they feel like it.
Who can you be talking about?
Sorry. Roy keeps telling me we've got to keep our cool with Kay, but this morning...
You took Phoebe over there?
Yeah. I suppose that was a mistake. Then I should have let Roy do it, but I wanted to see Lolly.
Peg is telling me what a little beauty she is.
You can just eat her up. Anne was there when she was born, so...
Well, you feel you're bonded.
Yeah, you do. That's the problem. I thought Phoebe was busy with Jennifer, so she wouldn't notice if I gave Nolly a little cuddle.
But she did.
Yes. She didn't like it one little bit. Had to get that baby back to her mum pretty smartish, which did not please Kate.
Why not?
Well, Phoebe didn't mind if Kate held the baby. Why should she? I mean, she doesn't really understand Kate's anything to do with her, if you ask me.
Was Kate any more forthcoming about her plans?
Hey, oh, not a word. Bit of an atmosphere between her and Lucas, though.
He seems to have quite a lot of influence over her. Mm. Peggy tells me they're going to have the baby christened.
I know! Isn't it a scream? I mean, none of that naming ceremony malarkey. Oh. I mean, they're obviously nutty about each other, I know, but it isn't always enough.
No.
Anyway, not going to worry about it. Just concentrate on Roy's party.
And your wedding plan.
Yeah. Although not quite as many of them as I thought they were going to be.
Do you mind?
Marjorie, as long as I'm still marrying Roy...
We'd all like you to have a special day, which is why I'd like you to let me pay for the flowers.
Marjorie, oh, that would be lovely, but I...
Then now it's my pleasure. My wedding present, indeed. And I'll make the cake, too, if you like.
That's so kind of you. I didn't like to think of the church all bare. It can look so pretty.
Yes, so can you. Oh. Your mother is dying to buy your wedding dress for you and the bridesmaids.
No, I couldn't ask her.
But you don't need to. She's already spoken to me about it.
Has she? It'd be so expensive.
Really, it's her money. If that's how she wants to spend it, I really think she'd be very disappointed if you don't let her.
Yeah, well, you might be right. I just... It had crossed my mind. But Roy's so set on a quiet wedding.
Are you sure? Now, why don't you ask him?
Lizzie? Lizzie, it's Nigel. I'm here.
How are things?
I think she's sleeping.
Well, that's probably what she needs.
Well, they said she'd be very tired.
She's not the only one.
No, you look exhausted.
I didn't sleep much last night.
You haven't eaten anything today.
I wasn't hungry.
Just those endless cups of coffee.
Come on, I'm taking you to the canteen.
I can't, Joe. I promised Lizzie I'd be here when she wakes up.
Well, that may not be for ages yet.
You ought to eat something, Nigel. Why don't I go and get us all some sandwiches?
Well, would you mind? I do feel a bit lightheaded.
Oh, Nigel.
Right, I'll nip down to the canteen. I should be glad of something to do.
I don't want to leave her alone.
No, I understand. I shan't be long.
Still here, Lizzie. Still here.
And me, darling. Mum's here.
She looks so awful with that tube down her throat.
They take it out tomorrow. I don't think she feels it.
Didn't think there'd be so much machinery. What's it all for?
We're just monitoring her. She's all right.
Yes?
Nigel, she is. They told us it went very well.
I know, but... I just wish she'd wake up.
She will. And it's best that she rests.
I know.
It's best for us, too. I mean, the minute she's awake, she'll probably start ordering us all about.
Yes.
I've always known Bess Elizabeth, even when she was a tiny child. Oh, Nigel.
There, Nigel. It's all right. It's all right.
No, I'm sorry.
What for? You've been so strong, you and Phil. I don't know how I'd have got through all this without you.
It's just a relief. If we'd lost her now, after all she'd been through.
But we didn't. We didn't. Don't cry. It's going to be all right.
At home farm, Phoebe is showing Lucas her picture book.
You'll be able to see real lions and giraffes and hippos when you come to visit.
Maybe. Hayley's come to collect you.
All right, Phoebe, down you go.
Don't I get a kiss? Apparently not.
I like this picture book.
Yes, Mum got it for her while I was away, to show her where I was travelling.
It's very good.
Well, she didn't want her to forget me. Doesn't seem to have worked that well.
She's been happy.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that the important thing?
Of course it is.
Your turn will come.
My turn?
Well, I didn't see much of my mother when I was small. She had to work so hard.
Yeah, I know you're very close to your grandmother.
My mother and I are very close now. She's been such a support to me in my career.
You're 28. I don't wait that long.
Talking of waiting, Kate.
I know.
Look, you'll need to book a ticket soon, if you're going to come.
There's a lot to think about.
There isn't. Either you're committed to our life together, or you're not. It's very simple to me.
Lucas, you must see that this
Kate, Hayley needs a word.
Yeah, I'd better go and see what she wants.
Kate!
Well, I'm sure I could... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Debbie, would you tell me something truthfully?
Oh, yeah, if I can.
Do your mother and father not approve of me as a partner for Kate? Is this the problem?
Not approve?
This is funny.
Sorry, I didn't mean to seem rude, but if you knew about some of Kate's other boyfriends...
I do. We have no secrets.
Well, then you can appreciate that a young man with a good job, a nice home and a purpose in life is... Well, it's quite a catch.
Maybe, if I had all these things in England.
Well, you know how Mum feels about that.
I do.
I'm not so sure Dad feels the same.
Oh, really?
I think he'd just be delighted to see Kate settle down wherever it was, instead of... what was it he said last time she went off rocketing about the world like a badly made firework?
That's a joke, too.
The wording, not the feeling behind it.
I'm very serious.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'd make a total commitment to Kate and Nolotando. But if she doesn't feel the same...
Do you know she doesn't?
I don't know anything. She knows she must make a decision, but she hasn't made it yet.
It is difficult for her.
But it isn't for me. I love Kate. I believe she loves me. But if she doesn't want to come with me, well... There's not much point in me staying.
So she's come round now, spoken to Nigel.
He must have been relieved.
He was.
He must be exhausted.
Everyone's pretty tired. Jill's there now, but Phil's gone to relieve her.
Oh, yeah.
Which means David is holding the fort, so I mustn't be long. But have you heard about this threat to amalgamate Loxley Barrett with Hollerton Primary?
Oh, yeah, Susan told me. Disgraceful.
I wondered if you'd mind me putting this poster up about the meeting.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Great. We want to make sure there's a big turnout.
I'll see if I can get there myself. Only I'm a bit busy at the moment.
This is just for parents with children at the school now, but later...
No, I'll try and make time. It's just at the moment I'm trying to set something up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm thinking about keeping free-range hens. Seems to be quite a demand for organic eggs.
Yeah, sure there is.
But I do need to find out whether it's worth the work involved.
Well, if there's a market.
So, did you just want to put that poster up, or...?
Yeah, it's done. Sorry, am I holding you up?
Not really, no, but I do want to go over to Nightingale Farm to give Roy his birthday present.
Hello, love.
Oh, hello.
How is she?
Seems fine. Sleeping peacefully. Mm.
She looks a lot better without that horrible tube.
Mm.
Has she woken again?
Not really. I think saying those few words to Nigel really took it out of her.
Mm. Well, she'll still be dopey from the anaesthetic.
Made all the difference in the world to him, though.
Yeah. I'm glad you persuaded him to go home.
Once he'd spoken to her, and I promised him she wouldn't be left alone. He wanted to put Freddie and Lily to bed.
She won't be left alone. Look, you get home, love. I'll stay with Elizabeth.
Oh, you're still here.
Yeah. Is Phoebe gone?
Yeah. Where's Lucas?
Oh, he said he had some work to get on with.
He always has.
It seems very important to him.
It is.
And so are you.
Am I?
Oh, you must know that.
Well, I did. When we were first together. It was like... oh, I don't know, finding the other half of myself.
I know. So has that changed?
Not for me.
And not for him.
I hope not. I hope all this isn't going to drive us apart.
He wants you to share your life with him in Johannesburg. What more do you want?
It's just... I wanted so much to live in Cape Town.
But is that what really matters? I mean, really?
Oh, Debbie...
he loves you.
And Nolly.
Yeah, of course.
I've messed it up so often. I'm scared I'll mess it up again.
So, if Lucas goes back without you and you stay here with Nolly, you're just going to put him out of your life, are you? Never think about him again?
Well...
no, you're not, because you can't.
Well, I could try if I had to.
Yeah, you could. I tried. I tried to forget Simon, but it didn't work.
That's different.
Look, I think it's very similar, but we're not talking about me.
Oh, Debbie, why is my life such a mess?
It doesn't have to be.
Why couldn't I have met Lucas first?
Oh, because that's not the way it works out, but you did meet him.
Yeah.
Kate, he loves you. But if you don't give an answer soon, he's prepared to get out of your life forever.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't come over earlier.
That's all right.
Are you sure you don't want to stay? Now you are here. You're very welcome.
Oh, you don't want the place cluttered up with oldies.
Hey.
Unless there's anything I can do to help.
No, gosh, it's all under control.
Yeah, he's done me a wonderful spread.
Yeah, I saw. Looks delicious.
Yeah, well, only the best for birthday
boys. Well, I'm having a great day. Oh, thanks for the present, Mum. It's just what I wanted.
Oh, glad you liked it. Oh, and I've got another little surprise for you.
Oh, yeah?
But we can talk about that another time. I'll leave you now to enjoy your party.
Yeah, OK.
Yeah, have a lovely evening.
Bye.
Oh, and thanks again.
Bye. That was very mysterious. What's all that about?
Why don't she and Dad want to give us some money towards the wedding?
Oh, well, that'd be really kind.
Yeah, of course, I mean, they don't have to.
Well, of course not. I mean, you can tell them that.
Yeah, that might be a bit ungracious.
Yeah.
Don't want to hurt their feelings.
Exactly. I'm glad you said that.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. You see, the thing is, I was having a bit of a chinwag with Marjorie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about a chat she had with my mum. Are you following this?
Yeah, I haven't had that much to drink yet.
Well, the thing is, apparently, my mum was really looking forward to seeing you all dolled up, surrounded by hordes of bridesmaids.
Was she?
Yes. And Marjorie thinks she'll be really disappointed if you don't let her pay for the dresses.
That's fine by me.
Oh.
Did Marjorie have to mention anything about flowers in this chinwag?
She did. She's going to pay for them and make the cake. Why did she tell you?
Yeah, she did just happen to mention it.
Look, the most important thing about this wedding for me is...
yeah?
Well, it's that by the end of it, I should be married to you. I mean, I do it in my jeans, in a registry office, and this is off the street.
Now, isn't that a coincidence? I feel exactly the same way. Go on.
Go on.
I've just got this feeling there might be a but.
More than if. If we are going to have any kind of a wedding...
you'd like it to be a bit special?
I would.
Soul Cinderella, you shall go to the ball. Well, let's go for it.
Really? You mean it? Oh, I love you. Mm. See you in a bit.
Hey, where are you going then?
To tell Brenda she could be chief bridesmaid.
Here I am, Elizabeth. Your daft old dad. Still here. Oh, let's get you sorted out a bit, shall we? There, that's better. That's my pretty girl.
Dad.
Yes, I'm here. Don't worry, everything's fine.
What are you doing?
Stroking your hair. Do you want me to stop?
No. It's nice.
I used to do it when you were little, to get you off to sleep.
Yes. Have I had my operation?
Yes. And you're going to be fine.
But where's Nigel?
Oh, he's gone home to see the children. But you spoke to him. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes. But you weren't there.
I have been. All yesterday I was...
Oh, Elizabeth. Dad.
I'm sorry, but you're so precious to me.
I thought you didn't love me.
Oh, of course I love you.
You're always on David's side or listening to Shula, even Kenton.
Oh, shh. That was all just to do with the farm. Doesn't mean I don't love you.
But it's Brookfield you care about.
Oh, Elizabeth, I would have sold Brookfield to the devil for a holiday cottage to get you through this operation.
I hope he'd have given you a good price for it. Dad?
It's all right, love. Everything's going to be all right now.
Oh, is it time for Nolly's feed?
Nearly.
I'll leave you to it then.
No, don't go. I've just been talking to Debbie.
Oh, have you?
She told me something interesting.
Did she?
Yeah. She told me that you love me.
Was that supposed to be a secret?
Of course not. You've told me yourself, but she reminded me.
Kate, please understand. All I want is for us to be happy together.
So do I.
Why do you think I'm here? I've come to take you and Nolly home with me, if you want to come. Because I love you.
But, Lucas, are you sure this is what you want us to do?
Oh, Kate, come on.
Well, you know what they say. He travels fastest who travels alone.
Who says that?
And there's so much you want to do.
There is. And you and Nolly are central to all of it.
Are we?
You're my life now. I don't want to do anything without you. I can't do anything without you.
We'd better come then, hadn't we?
Really? You're sure?
I'm sure.
Oh. Oh. I'm so happy.
And so am I.
We have to make so many plans.
Yeah, we do. Lucas, can I ask you a favour?
At this moment, anything.
Can we not tell my family about it just yet?
Yes, all right, if you want.
Well, there's still such a lot to work out, and once they start sticking their oar in...
I understand. Yes, let's keep it to ourselves for a little while.
Thank you.
Though they may be able to tell from my face that something good has happened.
I wouldn't bank on it.
Oh, it's so exciting.
I know.
All of us together in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
You, me, Nolly.
And Phoebe.
Outros was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.